China, which is a very interesting mitzvah, has no real marker in the Chumash. In Sahakol, the marker is Takanas Nevi'im. I'd like to a little bit to understand the Indian, a little bit. Mitzvah Zarava Keita. How to do Mitzvah Zarava? Mokim Hoy Lamatim Yerushalayim. There was a place on Yerushalayim, Venikris Moitza. It was called Moitza, which is today's modern Moitza, is a takeoff of that. Yodin Lasham, they used to go down. And Malakim Yerushalayim Murbiya Shalava. They used to collect branches of Aravas. Oboyin Vezoik Finoise Betirim Mizbeach. They would go and they would put them on the sides of Mizbeach. The Gemara says they were 11 amas high, so that they would stick up an am above the Mizbeach. Oboyin Vezoik Finoise Betirim Mizbeach. They would put them up on the sides of Mizbeach. Vashem Kfufim Agaba Mizbeach. And their heads would bend over on the Mizbeach. Toku Variya Vetoku. Vecholim Akifa Sa Mizbeach. Pamachas. And he would say, Onash HaMashiyona. Rabbi Yehuda would say Aniva Huoy Shiona, which is our what we say. For Oysa Yoyim and Shana Rabbi Makifan Zbeach Sheva Pam, they go around 7 times. Bishas Ptiros and Mahin Oimrim. What did they used to say when they left the Mizbeach? At this Shana Rabbi, when they finished the mitzvah of Hashinus and the mitzvah of Zbeach, Mahin Oimrim, Yoyfilachom Zbeach, Yoyfilachom Zbeach. They would say Yoyfilachom Zbeach. That was a Shvach from Zbeach. So the avoda of Hashanah Rabbah is ki'ilu, it's an avoda mizbeach specifically, and the rovers were the they were makif the mizbeach, and that was the shvach. So two of the kudas I like to tell the first of all, the rovah itself, the way Chazal give it over, seems to be the component that schleps along. It's, you know, it has no reich, it has no tam. And Lamaisa, it's together with the other minim, it's together, like it says that every tiny tzibur has to have poishim, it's like chelbina, it schleps along and it becomes bottle, because our raven is a we understand our rov in terms of being a sniff to the main minim. But that itself should be kaveh, its own tzibur is hard to understand. And it was a takana, it was takana's devim to be kaveh adafka our rovis. And the Tzedukim used to fight it. There was a whole avoda of Aravis. How does Aravis get its own avoda when Sahakal it only works at being mitzvah for the other minim? I mean, it has no time and no reach. Where does it have any mila? One. Secondly, the mizbeach of all the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash should have its own ceremony around it. The mizbeach was very active, but the menorah, everything in the Beis Hamikdash was chesheva than the mizbeach. The started to earn a Kodesh Kedosh was the most chashev, then you had Shulchan, Menorah, and Mizbeach HaKteiros. Those were much more chashev. Mizbeach, and this was a ceremony to give the Mizbeach its kavod. So hard to understand what the why the Indian of being Mishabeach and Mizbeach together with Aravis. The Shidduch between Aravis and Mizbeach on this day. Whole takon over the Gemara has a shaila for Halach Mashma Sinai. The Gemara says it's a minig neviim, takon neviim, and the rotzen that we say tomorrow before the Aravis, for the Chavitas Aravis, it mentions it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us neviim toivim with takonos neviim and hagi neviim. The shaila Gemara with takonos neviim and minig neviim. It's very strange to understand exactly what it is, because lemaisa. A Navi can't be mechadish anything, and Bezin can make a takonis, and Bez Nagadol can make takonis, but the Nevi'im don't have a mokum takonis. More in Megillah, Navi's after shel mechadish tava, you can't have a takon of Nevi'im. So you learn that the pshat is takonis Nevi'im means the Nevi'im as anshik nesagdela. But why have this understood as takonis Nevi'im? If you take a look at the Rotsin, there's an emphasis on it. Like Hashem gave us Nevi'im tayvim, with Minhagim tayvim, and so on. So let's try to understand a little bit the Inyan, a little bit of a deeper Inyan, Tasha deeper than Kudosh Tikkun. First of all, let's take something as far as the number. It's an interesting number. It says Daravis were Yud Aleph Amo. Yud Aleph is a rare number. It's not round. It's not 3. It's not 5. It's not 7. It's not 10. Yud Aleph is a rare number. In the places where Yud Aleph exists, it tends to be a negative number. there's Yud Aleph Samimonim of the Ktairis, Cholbana is the Yud Aleph. Cholbana is the tag along the Balaveir, Cholbana is Reichai Ra, and when you take it along together with the series, together with the other minim, then it's fine. But other than that, it's not positive. Yud Aleph is a you have Yud Aleph in terms of the mikseh on the Mishkan of the Riyas Izim was 11 pieces stitched together, which again the series in B'derech Kol is Meramez and Esav. It's not the nicest part. It wasn't the Tachash. It wasn't oil. It's a strange and the remez, if it's some sort of remez, is negative. It's to something to do with Esav and Seir, and that's 11. What? Klolos, 11 klolos. Emes, 11 klolos in Parshas Savoy is 11. It's true. So wherever it is, there's one other place that's famous for Yud Aleph. There's the Kechavim, which doesn't say Yud Aleph in the Torah, but you have Yud Aleph Kechavim, which we'll see. I'd like to maybe touch on that also. But anyway, Yud Aleph is negative, and here is Yud Aleph Amma. There's a Mokum, a Medrash of Chazal, and then Torah is a Nista that deals with the inyan of it says there are 10 spheres, which means 10 amhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, and it says there are 10 and not 9, 10 not 11. That's the Lashon in the Chazal, and it's spoken about a lot. It's not going from source. What 10 and not 9 and 10 not 11, without having to understand the details of it, it means we spoke a lot about the number 10. 10 is a hanhaga that includes everything. 10 is the number that all the pratim become a klal. In terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that the Bria and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. The one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the units of the Bria are one and the same. So when I say I have a minion, I can use single Lashon Yachid for 10 people because I have a minion of people. So a minion and 10 individuals are one and the same. It's one minion and 10 individuals. One tens is 10 units. 10 is always where the klal and the pratim are one and the same. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria as the Bria is one and the same. And 10 on Hagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mentioned a lot of times the Maral, 10 on Hagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu means it's one God expressed in 10 different facets. And you see the 1 and the 10 together. That's every 10. The chiddush of 10 is you have one unit which is really 10 pieces. There are two ways in which a person can be pagan. One is where a person drops part of it. A person leaves out something, and that's a pagan. A person doesn't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any one facet of Bria. So it's not the pshat that he's a kaifin. A person is kaifin one mitzvah of tayag mitzvah. He's a kaifin all of Torah. It's losing and dropping something is one and the same. And you dropped everything. If 10 becomes 9, then 9 is 9 separate pieces. 9 is not a minion. 9 yidin sitting in the shul is 9 separate people. It's not a tzibur. It's not a kamara tzibur. It's not a tzibur, period. So when a person is megareya and is kaifer and enan hog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that problem is easy to understand. Winston. When a person, 11 is, the Gemara says, by an animal, treifer means you're missing a limb. It says, kolamoisev gareya, that you're milon chulun sun in dachayemi. That if you have more than an animal has three kidneys or whatever, that is a treifer, because yeser keman the nafldom is lashon gemara or kol amoisiv gereya. Having more is also gerayim, and the understanding of the pagam is as follows, and it's a more of a edel in the kudah than chisarim. If I understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being not the essence of the Bria, but an add-on to the Bria, that is also a churban. Lamashal, if I understand there's a world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's one of the Lashonis for the people of Nusach Sfarad, there's a piece that you say before, which most people probably don't know the translation really well, it's a piece from the Zohar, but it's said very much, it's called Pasach El Yo, that the Nusach Sfarad didn't say. And it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 10 different spheres, and you and they are one and the same. You, it's not as if they're an addition to you, but you are the Ruach Chaim. So if I, for instance, go and I say that you, your essence and your body is not the same, and if I can kill you, then I'm basically separating you from your metzias. Anytime I take something and devoid it of its metzias, that is where I add the token to it. For instance, I'm a person, I'm an American of Jewish persuasion. It means I have a metzias without my religion, but I have a crown of my religion. That's not the pshat. It's not the same like saying a person says, I'm through and through a Jew. It's basically saying, I am not a Jew, because anything that's not of the klal, if I have 11 yidin there, then any one of them is dispensable. Then the pshat is I have 11 plus 1, 10 plus 1, unless I look at it as a klal. So there's a second oifin in which a person makes a chisaron in the bria, and that is when a person is meisif HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the bria, not megareah, but meisif him, then the pshat is it's just like he'd be megareah. He's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separately and the bria is separately. If you want to see it in the Rambam, l'mashal, in a very different lashon, different context, the Rambam says emuna includes two basic elements. The Rambam, beginning of Sefer Torah, he says that if we could picture HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom as not existing, then the bria could not exist. And if we picture the bria not existing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would exist. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be Metzuref. The Rambam is referring to both these Chesronos. Taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the Bria is a Chesron, or any part of the Bria, and saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria can be independent of each other is one and the same. So when I say that, when somebody says, why'd you kill Yaakov? And the guy says, well, I didn't kill Yaakov, I just stabbed his body, but his neshama is still fine. That's in our understanding, and maybe in the other world it's not like that, but in our understanding, Yaakov and his body are one and the same. There's no way to separate the two, even though we say he's a body and a neshama, but in this world it's one and the same, and killing the body is the same as killing the neshama. So there's a chisaron, or the chisaron of Yud Aleph is that the person is mafkiat from the cloud, and in a sense this is the shayrish of all any type of aveira that stems from gaiva, where any time a person attaches importance to another thing, there is, if a person says, I need to relax in order to be able to learn, then the learning and relaxation is one and the same. If a person says, I need to eat in order to learn, the eating and learning are the same. But if a person says, enough learning, I want to live also, so then a person's statement is, I'm learning and I'm living. It's two separate things. It's separable. That's the pgam of Yud Aleph, with a klal, and there's an attachment to the klal. That's why Yud Aleph is a negative number, and all those chatoyim and all those inyanim of that we saw before of, you know, kalba, all these things, that comes from that sheirish of Yud Aleph that the Chazal say is bad, is not what should be. The tikkun of that Yud Aleph is when it bends over and is mevatel, since when a person is missing something, then the tikkun is to add to it. A person who has 9 darga, doesn't have a 10th darga, is missing something. A person that has an 11th darga, which is his self, he sees himself as apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the tikkun is the ktifas reish. The tikkun for that is where the person is manmet himself towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The makom in the Beis Hamikdash, the makom of chet and kapara is the makom mizbeach, and that is a makom of that's not a nice place. The mizbeach was a place where the Rambam said the ktairis was in the pnim. The Rambam says to get rid of the smells on the outside. Take it on a little more subtle life. The outside was full of averus. The makom where a person came and said vidui, and left his Averis, and they brought a carbon and a chatas and an asham, was Mizbeach. Mizbeach was the mokum, it was the roughest place, and it was a place where the exchange of Chayte Yisrael happened at Mizbeach. So Mizbeach be'etzem is not a mokum that's nice. Yoifi doesn't apply to Mizbeach. The one place that on Hashanah Rabbah, the Yontif of Sukkot is the Simcha of Bali Tshuva. In other words, tshuva itself, besides being a kapara for averus, has a beauty of its own in that, like we've spoken many times, v'yavoyu rechoikim v'yavilu hakesem melucha, means that people come from the outside and they bring a kesem melucha. When somebody who's a close friend of mine, it takes my side, it's nice, but it doesn't say anything. When my opponent takes my side, it's a much bigger shvach. So the Bala Tshuva always are second rate, in the sense that he did not pay rent, he did his best to fix it. The time when Tshuva becomes a Maila is on Sukkot, which is the Simcha of Yom Kippur. So Sukkot was this man when they would bedeck the Mizbeach Dafka, because that was the Yontif of the Mizbeach. It was when the Mizbeach showed itself at its most impressive, at its point of beauty. The min that they used to be ma'atar in Mizbeach was the Arava, because for the Arava, that is the tzura of, that's where it finds its place. It crowns the Mizbeach with a certain shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a certain teferis that you don't have otherwise. And the tzur of it was, the Mizbeach was 10 amis high. That's the Mitzvah of Mizbeach. 10 amis is Malka Kedusha. They surrounded it with Aravas 11 amis high, and that was for the Rashem Kfuf Magab Mizbeach. That was the Mitzvah of its Tikkun Kapara. I wanted to make a quiz. There's a lot to speak.
Could
what?
It could be 9 losses.
It could be also good, it's true. But the 11 was, I mean, depending where you put it, but the 11 was, in order to be Koyfei Freshe, that's the, and the Pshat Tirosan, they would say, Yoyif Lucham Mizbeach, Yoyif Lucham Mizbeach. That was the Mitzvah. There's a very, very interesting, it's a perek in Tanakh, a very strange perek, and, the Gemara dashes it in a very interesting way. It says the Spizin of Peshayin Rabbi is Dovra Melech. And came out the last inyan of Dovra Melech, the end of Shmuel Beis. It says, the Dovid az be Mitzuda, Dovid was Mitzuda, Umatzav Plishtim az Beis Lachem. And there was a group of Plishtim standing Beis Lachem. And they were fighting them. Vayis Ave Dovid. Dovid had a tremendous craving. Vayoyma, he said, I'm just dying for a glass of water from the well over there. So it says three of his strong ones, it broke through the encampment of the Plishtim, which was extremely dangerous. They weren't fighting them, they just broke through to get the water. They drew water, they brought it back to David. So it says David didn't want to drink it. And he poured it out. And this chamayim fakarish baruch. Vayoyim, he said, "Cholil li Hashem ma'asoisi zois hadam ma'asoisi zois." I would not drink for myself. Hadam ha'anoshim ma'halchem ma'asoisim. The water is the blood of the people that were ready to sacrifice it for me. But over the shtaisim, didn't want to drink it. So the parak itself is fascinating. He saw that this mayim is also for a human being to drink, because it was bought at the price of life. Chazal darshan to Gemara Baba Kama right before where we started, actually. So Chazal go through a whole. Chazal say there was a halachic shaila here about the ability to attack the plishtim. Not important. There's two or three different ukimtas here, or Talmud Beish. Very technical. Gemara says there was a machlokas here about, was he allowed to advance or not allowed to advance? It was a whole shaila. But the Gemara says, so how do you interpret the psukim? So it says, Mela Kontiman Yomar, it says that you weren't allowed to use somebody else's field to attack. So I understand what it means, like, Abed David, the Shteis of David didn't want to use that. And Laman Yomar Tomun Be'ish, Kami Ba'alei, but Michti, Gemara Uda Sholchali, they answered him correctly. In other words, they didn't do shalak yilchasa. Milo Ovid Dov Lishaisa. So why didn't David want to drink it? So he says, Dulayamirinu Mishmaya. He didn't want to say it over their name. Not wanting to drink it meant he didn't want to say it over their name. Omar, he said, Kach mikublani beistina shal shmul aramosi. I have a Maseiras from Shmuel, a Navi. Kala Moisa Atzmi Lomos al Divrei Torah. A person who's Moisa Nefesh al Divrei Torah, Ein Oymen Dvar Halacha Mishmoy. You don't say over Dvar Halacha Mishmoy. So he didn't want to say over, they said a Halacha. They came up with a Achron Din. He used that Halacha, but refused to say it over in their name. Vayosach Oysam Hashem, he poured out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, Mai Vayosach Oysam Hashem. The Amin HaMishmoy the Gemara. It became a Stam Memra. The Halacha is that Toman Beish is Mutter. So, a very strange Gemara. And Lechura, the Gemara seems to be that he found a chisorn in them. And Mashot says, Rashi doesn't say anything in it, Mashot says that they would endanger themselves unnecessarily, so he didn't want to say Allah. I think there's another knetch here. When a person is Omul and Yegea in Torah Shabbat Peh, you say over something in his name, because that's his mitzias. And it says Torah delight, and that's a very, very high madrega to be zeichet that a shmur should be said over in your memory. It says maybe gula ula. There's a higher darga than that. When you say over Gemara, you say over Yehuda, over Papa, over Abaya. When you say over Pesach Chumash, you don't say Vayemem Moshe. You say Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Leimor. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu said all of Torah, you don't say Tishmoy. Wherever there's a complete self-effacement of the Bala Shmur, then the Torah is said over. It's not me. It's like somebody borrowed my. It's like, let's say somebody borrow a loudspeaker of mine and use it to say a Dvar Chiddush. I wouldn't say my loudspeaker said it. The person said it. It has nothing to do with the loudspeaker. In his battles of mysterious nefesh, then there is no person doing it. It's not the pshat. He did it or he did it. If you're mysterious nefesh for a shmua, then the pshat becomes a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shmur. When a person is Moshe Nefesh, it's saying basically, it's not me. I'm willing to die for it. So b'meila it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a punishment, but it's a much, much higher darga that it was menasech et a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It became a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Dvar Halacha, and it came through them the way Zichu Toras Moshe Avdi. Just like Toras Moshe Avdi came through Moshe and it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking, this is the Halacha that came through them. So, It says that the Arava is connected those people that have no reach and no tam. That's terrible. The food that has no reach and no tam is bland. It has no taste. Its maila is when you want to use it with another food. If a person wants to use oil to fry something, so an oil that has its own body, its own taste, its own flavor, if you like it, good. But if not, the ideal oil to use for something else is something that has no substance of its own, and you bring out the full flavor, whatever it is that you're frying. The b'li tam or b'li reach in its own right, an esrog is beautiful. A lulav has peiros, hadas mav reach, or vice versa. Those are all things that in their own right are beautiful. An arava in its own right has no metzias. The only metzias an arava has is that when it's mevatel itself, it's completely mevatel itself. The loy reach and loy tam, when it's told of two to something else, that is a totally spatel. So the spizin of a shiny rabba is David HaMelech. There's a beautiful I wrote down this. There's a beautiful lashon that we're going to say tomorrow in Shinas. It says leman roish mesherim kishsoav shtois mayim shov v'notach hamayim. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu should give water in schus of the Roish HaMashayrim. David HaMelech was the Roish HaMashayrim, and that means his Messiah. Tillim is his Messiah. But Kisoyav Shteis Mayim, when he wanted, when he craved having water, he poured it all out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the thing that meant the most to him, he poured it out completely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the tikkun of those people, the tikkun, which is all of us, the Sandarga, of the Bali Aravis, is when a person stands on his own, then the person doesn't have anything. Then a Baal Tshuva on his own Metzias is not a Metzias. He was a Baal Aveira, the Taknet, that's very nice. And there is no Mokum Pe'er. In as much as the thing is the Metzias of is Kaifif Roish, when that Rav is Kaifif, it's Roish to Mizdeach, and Mevatel's own Metzias, that's when it has a higher target than the other meaning. Because in Kfifas Reish, then the min that has no Metzius of its own is the greatest Metzius. There's another, we'll finish with another, there's a beautiful, I saw somebody bring this down, a stunning Bikias. There was one Perek in Tilim that was said on a Shana Rabbah. It's in Chagi. It says, Koyamar Hashem Tzvokos, I'll start before, V'yoyim Esrim V'arba L'chodesh, Bashishi, B'shna Shtayim D'yavish HaMelech, Bashvi, in the seventh month, Be'esrim V'echad L'chodesh, on the 21st of the Chodesh, which is Shana Rabbah. Hoyad V'ar Hashem V'yad Chagi Novi Leimor. And he says, Mi bochem anisha sheroz habayis hazeh b'chvoidei rishon. Who amongst you still saw the first bayis? Umatim royim oisa ato halikumoyu ka'ayim b'nechem. And now you're looking around and seeing it all chorev. There's nothing here. So he tells him, Godel yeh kovid habayis hazeh achim min arishon om Hashem tzvokais. V'mokm hazeh etim sholim Hashem tzvokais. So he says the nevuah that the second time round could be more chash than the first time round is given a shayna rabba. In other words, the makom of Baal Tshuva, that when a Baal Tshuva is metakin his averis, it's a bigger kvayt shemayim, that is a shayna rabba. But the difference is a tzaddik gomer can be mispired with his maisim and his maisim tayvim and his teirah. As such, he was never chayte. The balei arava, the people whose tikkun is from Yom Kippur and the simcha of Tshuva Sukkot, their tikkun requires Mitzvah Nefesh. Their tikkun requires their hisbatlus. And in the hisbatlus of the Arava surrounding the Zbeach and being Kofif, the 11th Amah being Kofif in the Zbeach, that's the Yoyf Lach Mitzvah Yoni, where's the big? We have Yoni. Hello.